This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalam ala rasulullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Riyad Razazi welcoming you to another session of Tafsir Bites or Tafsir Bits. Give me one second, I just need to fix this a little bit more. One second, inshallah. What's this? Anyway. Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A little better. Ahlan wa marhaba. Marhaban bikum, Nadia, Sister Nadia Nadim. How are you from Facebook here? Instagram. How are you, Riyad? Ahlan, akh Riyad, Suleiman. Suleiman, ya Habibi, where in the world have you been? Did they arrest you or something? Were you been arrested? You and your wife, you have disappeared for... When kunt, ya Ammi? When kunt? Where have you been? Almost 2 weeks. This is the second week. The whole week I didn't see you. When rahat? Where have you been? Did you go out and then they arrested you or something? Well, I don't know what happened. La anta wa la zawjtak rana, you guys disappeared. You are missing, you know, the homemade happiness, one of the best series right after the end of time. You're missing it. You and your wife. I don't know what happened to you guys. You disappeared. But anyways, kif halakum? Yeah, man, but tafil bait, you have no excuse. Why haven't you been coming online? You're missing out on the programs. Anyways, welcome, brothers and sisters. All of you, may Allah bless you all. Jazakum Allah khair. Today we are with Surat Yunus. Today we are with Surat Yunus. Surat Yunus, I like it because my brother's name is Yunus. I like Surat Yunus because my brother's name is Yunus. And in fact, I like it because it has some beautiful connotations about things that we can relate to. Right, so please, if you like to take your notebooks and pens, because we're going to do Tafsir Surat Yunus, inshallah ta'ala. A short, sweet Tafsir bi'idhnillah. Okay, so if you have your notebooks, please. I know some people do, mashallah, they have shared their notes with me, mashallah. You know, a lot of them do have that. So please pull your books, notebooks, pens, and take some notes. This is short tafsir. This is not deep tafsir, but beautiful tafsir, inshallah ta'ala. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Surat Yunus, verse number, surah number 10 in the Quran, and it has 109 ayah, 109 verses. It is in Juz 11. So now we're getting lower and lower because now we are with Surah Al-Mi'in, you know, the second type of surahs that are about 100 verses more or less. We call them Al-Mi'in. All those Surat Yunus, some considered to be from Sab' al-Tiwal, from the seven long ones, but it has only 109 ayah or verses. So it is just, it is from Al-Mi'in. And it is a Mekki surah. It is a Mekki surah. There are few verses that were revealed in Medina, but Surat Yunus, it is a Mekki surah. And it mentions, why it is Yunus? Because it talks mostly about the people of Yunus, alayhi salam, Qawm Yunus, alayhi salam. And it starts with Alif Lam Ra. Alif Lam Ra, which is, you know, one of the intros I've spoken about, the 10 different introductions. And one of them is Huruf At-Tahajji, Surat Yunus. Is there any virtues of the surah, Surat Yunus? A man came to the Prophet Muhammad, السلام, this hadith narrated by Abdullah ibn Amr. Abdullah ibn Amr, he says that a man came to the Prophet, السلام, and he says, I want to read the Quran. What shall I read? Then the Prophet says, اقرأ ثلاثا من ذات ألف لام راء. Read the surahs that starts with ألف لام راء. Yunus starts with ألف لام راء. And then the man says, I'm old and I don't have that much energy. And my tongue has become heavy. Is there anything else I can read, something less than those? Then the Prophet says, اقرأ من ذات حميم. Read those that start with حميم. يعني they are shorter. The man says, He said the same thing. I'm old. I can't, you know, they're long. Then the Prophet says, اقرأ في المسبحات. You know, read the ones that start with Subhana. You know, Tasbih, Subhan. You know, the shorter again. The man says, the same thing. I'm old and my tongue has become heavy and my heart is, you know. Then can't you tell me some surah that encompasses all this? Then the Prophet told him, read Surah Ida Zulzilat al-Ardu Zilzala. A very short one. Ida Zulzilat al-Ardu Zilzalaha. وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. The Prophet says, read this. And then the man says, Ya Rasulullah, وَالَّذِي بَعَتَكَ بِالْحَقِّ, by the one who sends you, الحق subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will not read more than this surah. I will just read this surah. And I will stick to it. I will stick to it. And the Prophet says, أَفْلَحَ الرَّوَيْجِلِ أَفْلَحَ الرَّوَيْجِلِ. He sure have succeeded, this man, if he was to do what he said he would do, then indeed he would be a successful man. So anyways, the surah, as I said, Surah Yunus is surah number 10 in the Mus'haf. In the Quran, in the Mus'haf. But in terms of revelation, it is considered to be number 50. And this surah was revealed right after Surah Isra and right before Surah Hud. So 114 surahs, Surah Yunus is number 50, right after Surah Isra, right? And before Surah Hud. Is there any reason why this surah was revealed? There's nothing mentioned in terms of reasons, other than, you know, it talks about the Quran a lot. The surah talks about the Quran and the confirmation and the affirmation of the sanctity and the validity of the Quran, right? So it starts with Huruf al-Tahajji. Huruf al-Tahajji is Alif Lam, Alif Lam Mim, Alif Lam Ra, Hamim, Alif Lam Mim Sad. These are what we call Huruf al-Tahajji. So this surah starts with Huruf al-Tahajji. And as I mentioned, the core, the main topic of the surah, Surah Yunus, is again confirmation and affirmation of the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Al-Quran. So those of you who've joined this session is called Tafsir Bites. This is really mostly for those people, brothers and sisters, who are into ilm. Who are into ilm, although you don't have to be really like a scholar to attend this lecture. This is because I'm trying to make it very easy and simple for people to be able to concentrate in the salah if they were to understand the surahs, if they were to understand that which they are reciting. So I'm making it very, inshallah, sweet and simple for you. This is why I don't go too deep into the tafsir, you know, explaining verse at a time, one word at a time. I talk about the content of the surah. So Surah Yunus is split into two main sections. The first section is to set an evidence against those who wrong the Quran. This is the first section of Surah Yunus, to set an evidence against anybody who wrongs the Quran. And the second section talks more about Al-Hadith and Quran. It just talks about the Quran. So first section starts from verse number 1 to verse number 56. Surah Yunus, first section starts from verse 1 to verse number 56. And it starts with, that's why I said, you know, the set an evidence to against those who have wronged the Quran. So Allah Azza wa Jalla starts with Alif Lam Ra, tilka ayatul kitab al-hakim. Al-kitab al-hakim, the Quran, the hakim, the all-wise. Because in this book, there's wisdom. Hakim comes from hikmah, and hikmah means wisdom. So this book, the Quran, contains a lot of wisdom in it. So Allah Azza wa Jalla starts with that. There's wisdom in this book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, إِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ, this is the start of the surah, إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. Verse number 3. Allah Azza wa Jalla is talking about the creation of the earth and the heavens, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he talks about how Allah Azza wa Jalla created the heavens and earth in 6 days. In 6 days. My brothers and sisters, those of you who are here, and as I said, this session is mostly for those who are really into a little bit of ilm, because you cannot teach tafsir to anyone. Tafsir has its own people, right? And it depends on how you teach the tafsir. Really, also the teacher who teaches the tafsir plays a very vital role. So here's a question for all of you. Allah created the heavens and earth in 6 days. Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all he had to say is be and it is. My question to you now, why? Why Allah created the heavens and earth in 6 days? Whereas he could have said be and the earth and heavens will be it. Be and it is. But Allah says he created the heavens and earth in 6 days. Why? Why? Mushmir, Khobir, Nadia, Nadim. Why Yashmin? Why Fatima Karim? Welcome and don't miss the homemade happiness. Don't miss the homemade happiness. That's the 6 o'clock sessions. Why created Allah created the heavens and earth in 6 days, whereas he could have said be and it is. Zakallah khair, Lulu 1806. Teach us patience so that we can take it easy on our life and I don't rush things. Yes. These are in fact one of the main reasons as to why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although there are many reasons. One of them is that, you know, to teach us patience. Patience. That things like, you know, a tree grows in silence, as they say. A tree grows in silence. Allah Azza wa Jalla could have said, be and it is. So it teaches us patience, yes. It also teaches, subhanAllah, not only us, but also to the angels to show them the magnitude and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day Allah, in those 6 days, every day Allah will create something. We'll do something. And the angels are in awe with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, so there are many reasons. And one of the main reasons is to teach us, you know, this, you know, patience in terms of how to run our affairs in this life. So that was mentioned in the first section of Surah Yunus. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about something that relate to a lot of us, my brothers and sisters. You know, when you have, we're suffering from this pandemic and we're sticking home, you know, and we're, you know, 24/7 in our homes and we want to come out. Some of us want to travel. Some of us want to go and see their loved ones. Some of us, right? So, because we are being not only quarantined, but we've been contained in our own homes and there's so many things that we want to do. So look, subhanAllah, what happens. Sometimes when we go to difficulties, we make lots of dua. When we go to difficulties like sickness, looking for a job, looking for a wife, looking for a husband, going through any type of tribulation, we make lots of dua. Then when Allah Azza wa Jalla alleviates that hardship, a lot of people, they tend to forget about Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذا مس الإنسان الضر دعانا لجنبه أو قاعدا أو قائما وإذا مس الإنسان الضر دعانا لجنبه أو قاعدا أو قائما الحمد لله, excuse me, الحمد لله. فلما كشفنا عنه ضره مر كأن لم يدعنا إلى ضر مسه كذلك زين للمسرفين ما كانوا يعملون. الله أكبر. الله سبحانه وتعالى says, when this man is being hit by some harm, he invokes us standing, sitting, reclining. He's making so much dua and supplication for Allah Azza wa Jalla to alleviate his tribulation. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and then when we remove and alleviate his pain and hardship, the man moves and he forgets all about us as if he has never been afflicted with any harm and pain. Does that ever happen to you, or know of people that has happened to them, or does that ring a bell that sometimes we do that? May Allah forgive us when we got to go, when we're going through difficulties. Even kids, you know, tomorrow you have an exam, and then they pray, ya Allah, I want to pass this exam. You have a driving test tomorrow. Ya Allah, my driving test tomorrow. Ya Allah, you're going, you know, you have an interview. Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, you know, you want a wife. Ya Allah, ya Allah, you want a husband. Ya Allah, ya Allah. Then when Allah gives you what you want, sometimes what happens to people, they forget about Allah Azza wa Jalla. They come to the masjid because they go into difficulties. The day when Allah Azza wa Jalla alleviate their pain, they forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions that in Surah At-Tawbah nicely, you know, in Surah Yunus nicely, in the first section of Surah Yunus. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Yunus in the first section, you know, the section that starts from verse number 1 to verse number 56. He responds to those who claim that the Quran was forged. They say this Quran is forged. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala respond to them. أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَاهُ قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِصُورَةٍ مِثْلِهِ. This challenge is until the end of time. And they claim that it has been forged, like the Quran. So Allah says, here's the challenge. Bring surah. Can you make one surah? And they couldn't make one surah. So Allah Azza wa Jalla bring down the challenge. Can you make initially the challenge was, bring a Quran like it. You think it's forged? Then bring a Quran like it. They could not. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla brought down the challenge, bring one surah like it. And they still could not. So Allah brought down the challenge and then He says, bring one ayah like it. And there were some people, subhanAllah, there were some people on the internet, you know, people who, subhanAllah, may Allah guide them, what can I say, who made some Quran, right? They said, look, the Muslims, they say that we cannot make the Quran. So here's, and we are making, and they made some surahs that they think it sounded like the Quran. They can never bring in not even, you know, an ayah that sounds like the Quran. So Allah Azza wa Jal brought that challenge to those who claim that the Quran was forged. And then the second section of Surah Yunus starts from verse 57 to verse number 103. Those of you who've come in late, this is Tafsir Bites, short, sweet. Not deep into the tafsir, but this tafsir that will help you just concentrate in your salah when you are reading Surah Yunus, or when the imam is reading Surah Yunus, so you understand about the surah. So this is the aim of this session. You know, this tafsir, that's why I call it Tafsir Bites. Not too deep to confuse people, but also sweet and short and simple, inshallah ta'ala. The second section of Surah Yunus, from verse 57 to verse number 103. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, He, Ya ayyuhan nas, look. Beautiful entrance to the second section. Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about the Quran. Allah talks about the Quran in the second section, and He says, Ya ayyuhan nas, qad ja'atkum maw'idatum min rabbikum, وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين. Oh, you people. Allah talks about the Quran. Listen, please. This is amazing. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, oh, you people, an admonition from your Lord has come to you. An admonition from your Lord has come to you. Maw'idah has come to you. وشفاء لما في الصدور. And a cure and a healing to that which is in your chest. The Quran is a cure to that which is in our chest. People who are suffering from anxiety, from stress, from depression, mental sickness and illnesses, right? It is this time. And yes, you can seek and you should seek professional help, right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in the Quran that Quran is shifa to that which is in the chests, that which is in the breast. What kind of shifa? What kind of cure? Cure to that which is spiritual, cure to that which is physical, a cure to that which is emotional. All types of diseases and all types of illnesses, you will find the cure in the Quran. In section number 2 of Surah Yunus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, وَهُدًا وَرَحْمَةً, and it is guidance and mercy to the believers. So you think you're lost, you're confused. Sometimes we feel like that. Lost, confused. We don't know what's going on. Wrong, right. You need guidance, it's in the Quran. You need rahmah, it's in the Quran. وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Yunus as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns those who claim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begots a son. He says, وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا سُبْحَانَهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ, and they claim that Allah has begotten a son. Praise be to him. He is the free of wants. You know, when you bring a son or a daughter, you know, you have some wants. You have some needs. You know, you have a need to get married. And then once you get married, you want children. And once you have children, you want your children to get married so that you can have grandchildren. But Allah is the free of wants. Huwa al-Ghani. Sister Fatima, your husband's name is Ghani. Does he understand what that means? Al-Ghani in Arabic does not necessarily mean the one who is wealthy. Because in Arabic, Ghani means rich, wealthy. But it also means the one who is free of want. Ghani, free of want. He is not in need of anything. He is Allah, Al-Ghani. A man can be Ghani, but Allah is Al-Ghani. Allah, 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 Allah. This comes from my 99 names of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah is Al-Ghani. You can be Ghani. Ghani. You can be Ghani. But Allah is Al-Ghani. Allah is Al-The free of want, subhanahu wa ta'ala. I hope you understand. And I hope you can tell your husband what that means. I don't even know if you're still here or you left. Sister Fatima, how am I talking to... Okay, Sister Yashmin is here. She's your sister. She can let you know. And in the second section of Surah Yunus as well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the story of Nuh, and also talks about the story of Musa and Bani Israel. As I mentioned, you know, the story of Musa. Musa is the prophet the most mentioned in the Quran, more than any other prophet. Musa, his story, is mentioned in the Quran more than any other prophet, subhanAllah. So Surah Yunus also, one more time, talks about, you know, Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the very end, talks with this al-Khatima, at the end, the conclusion of Surah Yunus, which is from verse 104 to 109, and I will end with this, inshallah ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about he talks to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam, وَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ, telling Prophet Muhammad to direct his face towards the religion of Islam, and to be patient, you know, with this mission, or his mission that he has been given. And Allah Azza wa Jal also talk about the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal also mentions, وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ. What an amazing, amazing ayah that can relate to all of us. وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ, and this is what's going on today. What's going on today in this pandemic, right? Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ, if Allah was to inflict you with some harm, no one can remove that harm except him. Yes, there are people working on vaccine for coronavirus, but no one can remove this coronavirus other than Allah. وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ. If you are being afflicted with a disease, with a harm, sickness, depression, anxiety, stress, mental illness, divorce, financial problems, whatever the dur, whatever harm, There is no one who can remove it other than Allah. No one can remove it other than Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. All this, my brothers and sisters, are in Surah Yunus. So as I said, the Surah Yunus is Surah number 10, and it has 110 verses. And it is in verse number 109 verses, Surah number 10, and it is in Juz 11, and it is a Makki Surah. All right, Makki Surah, called Surah Yunus, after the Prophet of Yunus alayhi salam. All right, yeah. You're here. Do you understand? Do you understand why? What your name, Badghani? I mentioned that your name. I don't know if you. I mentioned that like 5 minutes ago. You just came back now. Do you understand the meaning of Ghani? I said Allah is Al Ghani, but you can be Ghani, but Allah is Al Ghani. Al Ghani. In Arabic, you know, means, or ghani in Arabic means rich, wealthy, but not necessarily just that, because al-ghani, this is why Allah's name is al-ghani. Al-ghani means the free of want. We have needs, we have wants. Allah is al-witr. We are shafa. Allah is witr. Witr means one, odd, you know, but we cannot be one. We cannot be one. We cannot be one, you know. Allah is one. We are meant to be together. We are meant to be married. We are meant to be to live in groups. But Allah does not need that, subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Allah is the one. So He is al-ghani, al-ghani, the free of want. He is free of want. He does not need anything. So what a beautiful name to have, you know, ghani, Abdul Ghani. Right, so this is from Surah Yunus, my brothers and sisters. Zakum Allah khair, barakallahu fikum. As I promised, we will keep it short, inshallah ta'ala. And I long to see you all tonight, inshallah ta'ala, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, 11 o'clock p.m. UK time for the homemade happiness, inshallah ta'ala. Right, so this was the Tafsir Bites Surah Yunus. I think if you have come in late, you should go back and listen to it. I think this is my advice to you. Those of you who come in late, go back and watch it and listen to Surah Yunus, the short tafsir of it. Other than that, barakallahu fikum. Please, I really hope to see you later on tonight, inshallah ta'ala, 6 o'clock, inshallah ta'ala, Eastern time, 11 o'clock p.m. UK time, for the homemade happiness. Session number 4, episode number 4, and I will finish talking to the dads, to the parents, especially the dads, because the message tonight will be with, you know, to the fathers and the role of the fathers, inshallah ta'ala. You do not want to miss it, inshallah. We'll see you, jazakumullah khair, barakallahu fikum, brothers and sisters. Those of you who are on Facebook, those of you who are on Instagram, we'll see you later, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.